own youth. What do you think about that?
I believe it. I mean, what we're hearing here.
21% of teen drivers involved in fatal accidents were distracted by their cell phone. Teen drivers are four times more likely than adults to get into car crashes or near crashes when talking or texting on a cell phone.
Yeah.
Now, I got to ask something. I'm not being sexist here. I'm just being a realist.
Yeah.
If you have a boy teenager that gets his license and a girl teenager that gets her license, both of them are expensive, but the boy is more.
Yeah.
However, the statistics show that a lot more young female drivers get in crashes from texting.
Yep.
Therefore, don't you think that should even out?
I think so.
You know what I mean? The girls and boys, you know, give me a break. Anyways, I got a few more, but tell me about it.
Yeah, let's reel this in. Thank you. My conspiracy knowledge is coming to me now.
Really?
Okay. I believe that this was all propagated and set up years ago.
Ooh.
The phone deal, everything used on the young generation of today, and it's really worked just like the video games of today.
Okay.
That have worked on the youth. It's gotten worse over the years. I think it's all about control. Government figures if we can get control of you in one way, we're going to get control of you another way. We're going to control your kids.
Well, do you think it has something to do with the information that is available on your phone?
It is.
You know, I've always said, be careful what you ingest. And I don't just mean food into your belly.
Be careful what you wish for sometimes when you buy these products, basically.
Well,
because now it's leading you down a road that, this narrow path of 1.7 million deaths per year.
Well, Skullcram said we need more information on addictions, and I completely agree.
Yeah.
Because there is something.
Cell phone Facebook addiction.
There's cell phone addiction. What is the first thing that most people do when they wake up in the morning?
Get on their cell phone.
They do. They check. They go on their cell phone to check and see if anybody's messaged. Check your emails. You know.
Yeah.
Johnny says, we may be more reckless while young drivers, but I have seen women doing their makeup while driving down the interstate.
Yep, okay, I have too.
So when I used to do power washing, I drove a lot.
Yep.
Okay. I'm in Milwaukee. I'm going up the road, right?
Right.
And you know how they have like those really sharp concrete barriers, but usually they'll put like, you know, barrels in front of them?
Yeah.
So I'm going there and I'm watching this gal and she's literally putting on her makeup. And she's in my lane, three lanes going up.
Wow.
And all of a sudden she's like, oh, that's my exit. And she goes to get in there and I watched her die when she hit that thing. Just her head, boom. There was no barrels there.
Oh.
She went straight into the concrete barriers. Oh, well, look at that. My wife's on this morning. Hello, beautiful.
No. She tried to sneak in on us on the show.
Yeah, well, yeah, she must have been tired and tried.
Sleepwalking.
Yeah, okay, sleepwalking. Yeah, you know. Yeah, right, Danae. Danae said she had a friend try to put makeup on while driving, and she told her to let her out. My wife says I'm guilty of that. Yeah, I need to scold her.
Yeah,
she needs a spanking. You know what? Do you think she needs a spanking?
Definitely. Dangerous. Definitely dangerous.
It's dangerous, big time.
Dangerous.
So, what do you think?
What do I think? I think that this, all these devices that they created now are used as divisive tactics, literally divisive,
right?
To take the focus off of paying attention, and it's creating more death because of this. And this is what they want anyway. Because they want to lower the population.
Well, I think that they just want control.
If they can control you, they can have you killed one way or another.
Literally, when you look at the U.S. and you look what they've released, I'm not talking about conspiracy theory. I'm literally talking about things that they've released to us.
Oh, yeah.
If you start looking at it, they were trying to use hypnotize Americans.
Yeah.
Back in the 50s, the CIA was trying it.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't think that this stuff is that far off, if you know what I'm saying.
No, it's not. Not far off at all.
So, you know, it is what it is. tell your kids, don't do that.
That's right.
And put up a serious consequence. You know what I mean? That's part of the problem with us today is parents don't want to be parents. They want to be friends.
Yep.
And parents have forgotten, you know, sometimes our job, especially as, do you hear that echo or is it just me?
I hear it too, real bad. I've heard it for like the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's odd. Anyways, you sometimes got to be the a-hole.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to be the person that lays the law down and says, hey, this is what it is, right?
Right. You do.
And it sucks. I mean, no parent wants to be that person.
No.
Ever.
No, you don't want to have to lay the law down, but if it's going to save a life and the life of that person and others, then it's going to be well worth it.
Well, I mean, if it's saving a life, there's a million things it could be, just, you know, acting like a good human being.
Yeah, smarter. Be smarter than common sense, as you say.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to talk about this story because it really gets to me. Did you hear about USA Today telling the FBI to shove it?
No, I did not. That's awesome.
Well, but I don't think that they're going to be able to hold it. They originally told the FBI to shove it. Why?
I'm not sure. I want to hear this.
Do you remember on my other show when I did the story about the two FBI agents dying, one washing up on shore and the other one getting stabbed to death on the beach?
Yeah.
Okay. When that story came out, it was broke by USA Today.
Right.
The FBI now has demanded that they give them all the information of the online users that read that story within the first 35 minutes.
That's crazy.
That was over 2 years ago.
Right.
And the FBI wants every single person that read that story within the first 35 minutes of them putting it out. And USA Today said, you can go stuff it.
Yeah. Why would they want to do track down these people like Men in Black or something? Well, there, look at the thing. Boom. Forget about it.
I specifically remember this story.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about Florida at the time. We were talking about the corruption down there. And I remember reading it because it popped up on USA Today on AP News Breaking News.
Right.
I'm one of those people that read it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Within the first 35 minutes. So it's weird.
Yep.
And it's even more weird when it can literally, hello, Rick, when it reaches out and it touches you, like it is a personal thing to you. Did you read that story in the first 35 minutes?
Probably not. I listened to it on your show.
Okay, so tell me this. Why would the FBI, hello, William Finnerty, why would the FBI want the information of the people that read that story in the first 35 minutes? Is it because they're trying to build a case against people that are reporting the news? Like a shame on you. Don't do that ever again. Is that?
I think that's what it sounds like to me.
It kind of seems like it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Anyways, we're going to see. I mean, USA Today did the right thing and said this is an infringement on the First Amendment. And it is. But why isn't this mainstream news everywhere?
I don't know.
And why aren't all Americans, regardless whether you're a Democrat or Republican, why aren't all of them being like, why do you need to know that information? You know, so many people
are just
happy to take it at face value for whatever reason it may be. Like, well, the FBI needs it, so the FBI gets it. I don't believe that because I know now the FBI, they got some bad stuff, but they're not as bad as the CIA.
Right. I agree.
The Brennan Center for Justice.
Yeah.
They had a story on this. It's a very important that the FBI. Why? When if somebody watched that, why?
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, do they think that they're going to find the killers?
Or do they know, they have an idea who it is?
They already know who it was.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
I mean, that's just, it's all innuendo now.
Right. All these people down there, specifically these stories, it all ties back into, you know, that one guy that didn't kill himself?
Yeah.
That guy?
Oh, yeah.
In that part of Florida?
They're trying to cover that up. Yeah.
Real estate gifts, basically, from dirty politicians, FBI agents getting killed from, you know, certain nefarious substances coming from bad places.
Oh, I know.
I'm trying to say it without saying it. You know what I mean?
I know what you're saying. Yep. I think everybody else does.
But does that not send chills up your spine? The FBI is demanding to know what you read.
I know. It's none of their business. I mean, if somebody wants to read, that's the American way. We can listen to what we want to listen to. We can read what we want to read. And it's just the American way. And if you don't like the American way, then you shouldn't be working for our government anyway.
Well, I thought Bitcoin was super, super secret.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, there is so many lies and stuff around us. It's just, it gets really, really sickening. You know, speaking of lies, speaking of that, we got another story. I know you're kind of getting sick of the UFO stories, but look at this one. A new video of a spherical UFO plunging into the U.S. ocean, the ocean on U.S. Navy footage. What do you think?
I believe it. I mean,
so what I'm hearing, surprise me. Well, what I'm hearing is that the report that's coming out.
Don't talk about this.
Well, they talk about a bunch of strange phenomenon, but they will not admit nor deny.
Yeah.
Aliens or UFOs. They won't admit it, but they won't deny it.
I know.
So what does that mean exactly?
It means that they know something.
Do you think that has something?
Basically, they're hiding what they know.
Does it have something to do with Obama coming out and saying, don't release the information about aliens, because
there'll be all kinds of religion.
Yeah, there'll be new religions, and there'll be a massive, like, if you're a liberal, the one thing you don't want to do is build up militaries and people build up personal defense items, right?
Right.
You don't want that to happen. So he comes out and mentions that and says, this is what's going to happen if they release it. So now you have all these super libs that are saying, suppress it. We don't want the truth. We can't have the truth. Why? Because even when it comes down to whether aliens and UFOs are real, which we all know they are pretty much anyways. Right. Do we know what they are? No, that's what's intriguing about it. But even that is so politicized by their political agenda.
Yep.
We can't get the truth.
Exactly.
Even when it comes to Martians. I mean, think about that. Do you remember when they brought back the stone and it had bacteria on the stone from Mars?
Yeah.
And they kept it secret from us forever.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Why?
I do. I remember. Nobody can get near that, because we don't know enough about it and stuff like that. But no, I mean, this is just setting up the
hello, Leslie.
What I've already predicted is going to happen within the next year.
She said, I cannot understand why God hasn't struck down.
Well, I got news people. For you. Since we're on the God topic, I've had a sneaky suspicion since Agenda 2130 is still out here. We're right in the middle of it. By 2022, don't be surprised if Christians think that they're seeing the return of the Jesus Christ, which it will not be Jesus Christ. It will be aliens.
Well, we don't know about that.
We will be told it's Jesus, but it's going to be the Antichrist.
Who knows in the future?
What
I believe. It could be. But I'll tell you, I just want some truth.
Yeah.
I don't care where it comes from. You know, Joe Biden can sit there, and if he wants to tell the truth, great. I would love to hear some truth.
But I don't think he's going to.
Well, I'm telling you, that the most dangerous bill that I have ever seen is H1.
Yeah.
And thank God for Governor, Manchin?
Yeah.
Or Senator Manchin.
Senator Manchin.
Because he said he's not voting for it because it's going to tip the scales. Literally what they're trying to do, here's what they say. We're going to make every vote count equally. Well, what does that mean exactly? Do you know what that means?
Yeah.
That means the Electoral College is going to go bye-bye. That means that they're going to turn us into a pure democracy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something, folks. World War II, the U.S. Army did a study on the most dangerous political systems in the world. And do you know that pure democracy ranked above for being bad?
Yeah.
Communism.
But we know why they're doing this, man. Let's be honest.
Why is that?
Let's be honest with ourselves here. All right. They get this. They pass this, which there's no legal representation to the Constitution that they can legally do this. But if they do this and they pull this off, this will be the biggest pull-off in American history, the biggest fooling I believe.
I don't think they can. If Manchin stays there,
if Manchin
the